This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 302,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and the number of confirmed infections has surpassed 4.4 million. In the United States, approximately 86,000 people have died, and the number of infections is more than 1.4 million. A vaccine to counter the new coronavirus could be approved in about a year. In an optimistic scenario, that's according to an agency which approves medicines for the European Union. The European Medicines Agency is in communication with 33 developers, and its head of vaccines, Malka Kava, says it's doing all it can to speed up the approval process, but that he was skeptical of claims any could be ready by September. He ruled out the possibility of skipping the third phase of a vaccine trial, which he said was necessary to ensure a vaccine was safe and effective. EMI is also investigating 115 different therapeutics for the coronavirus. U.S. President Donald Trump's stalled plans to bring peace to Afghanistan suffered a new setback with the decision by Kabul to resume offensive operations against the Taliban following several attacks that killed scores of Afghans. Meanwhile, Washington is still planning to cut the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan to 8,600 from about 30,000. Despite years of war and constant violence, the week's events have been a shock. China has gone a month without announcing any new deaths from the coronavirus. The National Health Commission reported 4 new cases of the virus Friday, all local cross-infections in a northeastern province where a cluster of uncertain origin has been detected in recent days. The last time the commission reported a death was on April 14th. Just 91 people remain in treatment for COVID-19 and 623 others are under isolation and monitoring. This is VOA News. Nearly 3 million laid-off workers applied for U.S. unemployment benefits last week as the viral outbreak forced more companies to slash jobs, even though some states have begun to let businesses reopen. In an AP interview, Rare.com's Mark Hamrick says it's another bad report on weekly job claims. This is frankly another sickening punch to the gut, he said, and unfortunately we need to be braced for more incoming body blows along these lines. Roughly 36 million people have now sought jobless aid in just the 2 months since the coronavirus first forced businesses to close. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe lifted state of emergencies in large parts of his country Thursday, but said it would remain in place in Tokyo and Osaka until the novel coronavirus is contained. The world's third largest economy declared the nationwide state of emergency a month ago, urging citizens to reduce person-to-person contact by 80% to slow the spread of the virus and ease pressure on medical services across the country. Mexico on Thursday pushed back by 2 weeks the reopening of automotive plants and the mining sector after the coronavirus lockdown, creating confusion among companies about how soon they can reconnect supply chains tied to U.S. manufacturing. The government on Wednesday had indicated the auto sector would resume operations Monday and published advice to that effect in its official gazette. It later withdrew the page from the gazette and on Thursday published fresh instructions in the gazette indicating the industry would not reopen until June 1st. Brazil's Sao Paulo state is building thousands of vertical funeral plots for coronavirus victims as the country's pandemic death toll rises to approximately 14,000. According to local officials, 13,000 vertical plots will be built on 3 cemeteries in Sao Paulo state. Brazil is Latin America's ground zero of coronavirus infections with more than 203,000 confirmed cases. Sao Paulo is one of Brazil's worst affected states. Its governor has cautioned against a rush to lifting lockdowns in the state despite criticism from President Bolsonaro that quarantine is costly. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning doctors about a rare but serious condition in children linked with coronavirus. An alert, the CDC called the condition multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children, and some children have in fact died. Chile's health ministry announced a general quarantine for Santiago's metropolitan area Wednesday as authorities seek to flatten the curve of new infections following a brief relaxing of lockdown restrictions. The health ministry on Wednesday reported that 2,660 new cases of the virus were reported in the country overnight. That is up 60% from the previous day. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.